Back years ago, there was more trading going on, swapping this for that, and maybe a little money exchange. See, I just seen a little part of this. But on back 50 years before that, there was a whole lot of
just trading.
Just like you read in the Bible of the old countries over there, when they used to find all of this metal, they pick up and it they kind of had what they call a value on the stock of it. And they didn't actually have that much money, and it was just they had this metal and it was worth something. And then, of course, cattle has always been worth something. Chickens, eggs.
Did y'all have those?
Yeah, we had chickens. We could kill a chicken any time we wanted. In fact, down in the community on a weekend there, if we just, anybody decided they want to gather up, we'd kill a beef, barbecue, and everybody come in and eat them up.
Kill the whole cow?
Huh?
A cow?
Kill the whole cow.
I couldn't do
that. Go. Well, see, people didn't have all these things to go to back then. They had to make their own entertainment. We used to have more fun around a shirt mill. You never been to one.
Around a
what? I don't think you ever seen one.
Shirt
mill, where they grind sorghum cane. The juice and the syrup.
But we didn't race, we didn't grow sugar in the South, did we?
We were allowed to have it here in the South.
Did?
Yeah, we used to raise it and make syrup.
And would I be around the mill, just right around?
Well, everybody gathered around the mill and just talk, carry on, sing,
okay, so
play,
so.
Whatever. You didn't have all these things you got today. We played ball in the daytime, not balled around, but you didn't have ball games like they have today. These communities got nice places to play.
Did y'all play baseball?
We played baseball, basketball, volleyball, tennis. But most of this was out in the pasture. Side of the field is have a neighbor. For instance, Welcome Rose lived right here at the foot of the hill. He had a neighbor right down there, and he had two tennis courts. And there used to be more kids come down there on the weekend, you could shake a stick out. Hey, sometimes there'd be at least 200 kids down there. But this was some entertainment, there's nowhere to go.
Are you talking about those tennis courts with both of them?
Down there about where that tennis court is.
About where that was?
I think he had about an acre there.
Did he charge you to play? Or
no, everything was good for him. He had two boys.
When your kids were growing up, did your wife work? The grace work?
Yeah, well, no, the grace was working at the depot when I, when we married.
Is that where you met her?
No, I met her at Dennis Bennett's
company. Oh, she was taking classes there too? What did she do at the depot?
She was, she worked some as a telephone operator, and she was a secretary, and she could have done many things. I hadn't come along.
Oh, she loved many things.
See, she was in the Navy prior to that.
Were there women in the Navy back then?
You never seen her picture?
Mm-mm.
Madison, we got a present, the world's worth, and something else. And then they had two movies, theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the old theaters was they didn't sound. You just looked at the movie.
Did it have words up on it so you could read it?
They had a little reading in it.
That sounds boring to me.
Well, that was all the world.
If that's all you're used to, yeah.
See, if you come up with this stuff, you don't know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happened.
When did you first?
Downtown at that time was going, so Hudson's had been over there for many years. Of course, Sears and Roebuck used to be right down on the corner of 10th and Mobile.
Yeah, I know where that used to be.
Mm-hmm. And then that 10-story building across over there was built, around 40. They built while I was going to service.
What was it used for then?
It was just a building there, a store. Yeah, all of the old buildings up through there, presses and the 5 and 10 cent stores. Of course, you had a furniture store or two around. And down there, where the new bank building is, there used to be an old hotel there and a hardware and a grocery store. All this stuff. In fact, right where the Greyhound bus station was.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't the Greyhound, it's Trailway. It used to be right down Noble Street.
Mm-hmm.
And, there used to be a grocery store in there.
Did y'all have a lot of grocery stores?
Well, after the war started, they started getting more and more. Yeah, they were little grocery stores.
Did more people move into the Anniston area after the war?
Oh, yeah, they started. Yeah. There were lots more people here. This place, I have no idea what the figures are.
Mm-hmm.
From, well, I'd say 1940 till now.
What?
There's been many changes. But I started to tell you about that mall. See, they moved all that dirt from where King Motor Company is,
mm-hmm.
Sunny King, down there and put it in that swamp and then built the mall on top of that.
So the mall's built on the swamp?
Well, it's just a mud hole out
there.
But they have fixed the drainage and everything.
Yeah.
And they're still working on some of it. And see, they, all that stuff down in there that used to be. Now,